T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, it took a long time, and there are some shenanigans going on in the Senate with the arcane, a new word of the year, I think, arcane regulations that they have, the rules of the Senate. But the stimulus bill has been approved and is going to the House, and then they're going to try to get it to the president as early as Wednesday or Thursday, I think. It's 8:16 WWL, joined by Walter Dublane, an associate professor of economics and finance in my alma mater, UNO, to kind of help break this down. Hey, Dub, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
So what exactly is in this thing? I know, first of all, I guess the headline is $1,400 stimulus checks.
I think everything in the kitchen sink is in this thing. That's part of the problem. Yeah, the $1,400 stimulus checks for people up to $75,000 to $80,000 in income. There's the $300 weekly unemployment checks through early September. That one's actually, I think, a pretty good one. There's money for state and local governments. There's interest. I mean, there's some stuff in there that was nothing. There's a $300 child credit. You know, which is not a stimulus program at all, but something that the Democrats managed to throw in. And then there's some other money for small businesses and lots of other things in there.
So, I guess, you know, before you hit a target, you gotta know what you're aiming at, right, Dub? You gotta know what the target is. So I'm a little bit confused what initially the target was and how it got so expanded or how this thing got out of control so quickly. The original idea was to stimulate the economy to make up for COVID damage.
Well, that's the word. That's the words they use, but it's clearly not what all the Democrats had in mind. That, in fact, what's interesting is that with as much pork and other stuff that's in this, some of the progressives and the Democrats are flinching because it's not quite enough to make them happy. But there's several issues. There is that because we're still, you know, the economy is still suffering. The unemployment's actually what was up a tick. A new job claim, new unemployment claims are up a tick recently. That they're wanting more stimulus, but I have just several concerns about this. I think the $1,400 stimulus check. The evidence has shown that people that are making about less than $50,000 tend to spend it. People making more than $50,000 tend to save it. Well, those they're giving a bunch of money to people between $50,000 and $75,000. Who saved the last check, they're probably going to save them. That's not going to stimulate anything. It's just a transfer of money from our future, because it's all deficit spending, from the future into people's pockets that really don't need it. So, I mean, some of those checks might have been okay if they had, you know, paired it to the people to where it might be stimulus. You know, the second issue that is a lot of the spending, there's a problem that we call spending lag. They're going to pass it now, but the money's not going to hit the public until much later. And I'm personally predicting that come fall, we're going to be seeing a whole lot of growth with people spending money that have money, spending money. And so this is going to be hit after it's not needed anymore. Good example would be the schools. They spend a lot more money to the schools, and, you know, getting schools open, I think, is a high priority. But the schools, the last batch of money they spent for 6 months ago to the schools, only spent about 10% of it yet. So they haven't even spent the last batch of money you've given them. It might be a year or more before they ever get this money to the schools, in which case it may not be needed anymore. So I have a lot of objections to this stimulus bill. I think there's some things in it that are good. In fact, even the money, I've kind of in the past advocating money to state and local governments. I'm not sure by the time it gets to them that it'll be needed. I think there, you know, we could have done something there. I think the unemployment checks, those are good ones. A smaller stimulus checks might have been good. And I don't know what these child credits have anything to do with belong in this bill in the first place.
Well, let me take a break. We'll continue when we come back here talking to Dublane, Walter Dublane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO. Dub, one thing real quick. Dave and I, Cohen and I, were talking about this earlier. I thought they were supposed to tighten up who got the $1,400, but it seems as though they made it even bigger. They extended the limit from 75 to 80. Is that right?
No. Originally, they were going to give it up to $100,000. They cut it, I mean, over $95,000. They cut it back to 75. And then they're phasing it out. As far as I can understand it, they're at 75 is the highest you get the full payment, or if you will, if you for a couple, it's $150,000. But for an individual, it's $75,000, and it phases out up to $80,000. But that's $20,000 less than what was in the bill passed by the House. So they did cut it back from the House bill, but it's still much too generous.
All right. Coming back here in a flash, 8:21 time for traffic, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Monday morning, thank you for getting your week started with us here on this March 8th. Highs of 71 today, and then it's going to warm progressively through the week. And come Saturday, we'll be knocking on the door of 85 degrees, which is not an entrance I'm anxious to make, but what are you going to do, right? So talking to Dublane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO, about this stimulus bill. So when it comes, Dub, to this stimulus package, if somebody is listening right now saying, well, you know what, I'm going to get $1,400, what's the worst that could happen? Why shouldn't I be delighted that I'm getting this $1,400?
Well, no, you should be delighted. But why don't we give you $50,000? I mean, if we're giving out, handing out money, why place a limit on it?
Sure. and I say that tongue-in-cheek.
Because we're borrowing that money.
Why does it matter?
Because we're borrowing that money, and that not only is the debt complete deficit out of sight, but the national debt is getting to levels that are unprecedented and very worrisome in terms of what its implications are for the future, in terms of the ability to pay the interest on the debt once interest rate starts going back up, and the effect might be on inflation in the future.
And that's what I was going to ask you. What does it mean to just you and me and people listening right now? They can go to the debt calculator, debtclock.org, see the numbers run up so quickly. But how is that going to affect our daily lives? Does it lead to inflation? Does it mean that our dollar is worth less, et cetera?
Yes. I mean, I think most economists are beginning to fear that that because of this level of deficit spending will be inflation. It hasn't been for the last decade or so, but these levels are really, a magnitude above anything we've ever seen before. And the concern is very much so that this will be inflation in the future. Not this year, probably, but it might be 2 or 3 years down the road. But once it gets started, it's going to be very hard to control.
When it comes to political will on this, and you know, both parties are as guilty. One may talk more about it, or the Republicans seem to make it sound as though they care more about it. But when unemployment was at 3.something% and the economy was booming, they continued to spend. Yeah. Will there ever be the political will to deal with any of this, or is it going to have to take an economic Katrina for us to finally realize, okay, we got to change our ways?
That worries me a lot, Tommy, that it's going to take something like that to get people's attention, because, you know, we've been talking about it for a while and nobody seems to care right anymore about deficit levels. Nope. And until something happens, the first thing that will happen is inflation will start, which then will drive up interest rates. So we've had such unbelievably low interest rates for a while. You know, when that starts going up and you have to pay 7% mortgage on your house instead of 3%, people will start to feel that. And then by then it may be a little too late.
and then things slow down, right? And then people start losing their jobs. And then, I mean, ultimately, where could this lead? What would be the tipping point, I guess, Dub?
Well, I mean, that part's hard to know. Well, you know, the idea of what directions you can go in, but when you reach a tipping point is really one of those things. It's like, you know, predicting the stock market. You know, we know that there's, like I say, we know that there's, at least I think most people know, the Bitcoin's in a bubble right now, and that bubble's going to burst, but when's it going to be? Well, we saw that happen back in 2008 when, you know, the housing market bubble burst and it put us all into recession. You know, I'm thinking that something like that may be in our future, but is it 5 years in our future or is it 10 years in our future? That's the part that I have no clue on.
But at some point, like, what's that short story, the monkey's paw? Something's going to come knocking at the door, right?
Right.
So, thank you, Dub. Yeah, I appreciate your time.
Okay. Glad to do it.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you again. All right. Walter Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO. But meanwhile,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.